everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. George, Pastor George and I are having a wonderful day in the Word, and you don't want to miss any of these broadcasts that we're doing. You know, there's nothing like the Word to stir you up.
Oh, I mean, it's exciting.
Get your believing way out there. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. Gloria, thank you for inviting me to come on this week with you. And we are now, this is our 340th broadcast together.
Good.
We began almost 10 years ago. When we began 10 years ago, you actually had asked me to do a week of broadcast because you were going to be out of town. So I did the broadcast, and then after the broadcast aired, you called me. I was in my office at home that day, and you said, George, I have a brilliant idea. You used those exact words. You said, why don't you come do 2 weeks of broadcast with me and bring your notes? I said, yes, ma'am. So 340 of these later, we're still going.
40 days.
We are still going strong.
Isn't it good? It's been good. You know, I'd like to have the people send us a little note and tell us what they've gotten out of it.
Absolutely.
If they didn't like it, they don't need to write. But if they like it, we want to hear about it.
We want to hear about it.
Because it would bless us to know you got blessed.
Don't bother if you don't like it, because she won't read it. Well, we've been talking about all week, the word of the Lord for 2019 is the year of abundant harvest.
Praise God.
And so we've been talking all week about a scriptural picture of what that abundance harvest looks like. Like yesterday, we looked at those grapes that were carried into the promised land.
How big do you think those grapes
were? Well, this is what the Lord had me get at the store to give me a cluster of these. And it was supernatural. And that's the way we should be living, is in a place of the supernatural and reaping our harvest. So the Lord has given us help through a word from Him. This is the year of abundant harvest.
Oh, amen.
So we are reaping extreme harvests.
Extreme harvests.
The hundredfold return is working for us all the time.
Yes,
it's working
it's
for
time
us right
for the
now.
Hundredfold return.
Right now.
Thank you, Lord.
So today on the broadcast, and you can go back and look at the broadcast we've done, and you can go to the website, kcm.org, go to the picture of Glory and Me, click onto it, and you'll get all of the notes that we've been talking about here, as well as all of the other 340 notes that we've done. It's all out there, Gloria, for them, and they're absolutely free.
And let me just mention this.
Yes.
How does faith come?
By hearing.
And hearing the Word
hearing,
of God.
And hearing the Word.
And it'll build your faith. This right here, the Word of God concerning harvest, will get you expecting harvest, which I'm doing it.
I'm expecting it. I'm expecting harvest.
I've enjoyed these teachings.
So the question here we answer today is, how do you reap a harvest? How do you reap an abundant harvest? And if we look here at the scripture, and all these scriptures are on your page, the first one is Mark 4 in verse 26. So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep, and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knows not how. For the earth brings forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest is come. So we found out, Gloria, that...
Now, what we do is cast the seed into the ground.
We cast the seed into the ground.
The ground, the Word of God, into the good ground of our heart.
Right.
And then we let that seed spring up and grow.
Right.
We don't know how it does this in the heart, but it's supernatural.
Yep.
And the heart, or the earth, brings forth fruit, the answer, on its own.
Yep.
Think
it comes up.
The words bring it forth.
Yes.
Faith words bring it forth. Then the ear, then the full, first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. So it's not an instant harvest necessarily.
Right.
But it's a harvest.
It's a harvest.
It's a sure harvest.
Yeah.
But when the fruit is brought forth, then immediately.
He
puts in the sickle because harvest is come.
That's right.
So I see a few, I see something in that.
Tell me.
Harvest takes patience.
Mm-hmm.
You put a peach tree in the ground, little plant, it's going to take you a while to eat a peach. So if we dug up our little tree, I always say peaches, you know, because that's where I was raised.
Yep.
But if we dig up that little tree, maybe, I don't know how big they'd be when they're planted. If we dig it up with our word, saying, this stuff doesn't work. I should have known better.
Yeah.
then you've lost your harvest.
Exactly.
And that's the same thing that happens to people a lot.
Yeah. They sow. They dig it up.
They sow, but they dig it up, and then it can't grow. It can't produce.
And
no
we can't
fruit.
We can't
no
do fruit. That. We can't be that
no.
way. No. Reaping is not automatic.
Mm-mm.
You know, we're talking about Pop's peaches here. Those peaches didn't pop off the tree and go into the barn.
No.
They didn't do them on their own.
They had to be harvested.
They had to be harvested.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing in the realm of the Spirit. We are the harvesters. We reap.
That's right.
We reap that harvest. It's not automatic. It is our responsibility to do that.
I think I'm going to start saying when I start believing for something, I'm going to start using that word. I'm going to harvest that.
Yeah.
I'm harvesting that.
Yeah, I'm harvesting that. That's good.
I believed I've received it, and I'm harvesting it.
Yeah.
Talk it.
Talk it. Speak
it.
Exactly. It would be wrong for a farmer to leave his harvest standing in the field. Again, like Pop's peaches, you didn't see Pop when those peaches were ripe. He was not sitting on the on the front of the house.
No.
He wasn't sitting there on the rocking chair just looking at those peaches.
Watching them drop off the tree.
It was a very busy time, wasn't it?
Oh boy, it was busy.
There was a lot of activity going on. You were there.
Pickers came in, people came to work, trucks came and hauled off baskets full of peaches.
Yep.
I mean, it was serious.
So he wasn't sitting on the porch just watching those peaches pop off the tree and harvest themselves. No, we don't do that. In Proverbs 10:5 in the Message, it says...
You know what we think about when we think about harvest time?
Yeah.
We think about the fruit.
Yes.
But we don't think about what it takes to have the fruit.
Yeah.
Which is to believe you receive it, to say it.
That's right.
And act like you got it, talk like you got it.
That's right.
And refuse to doubt.
Not doubt. Not doubt
that's
in your heart.
That's what we have to do.
That's our part in this.
That's right.
That's exactly our part. And it says in Proverbs 10:5 in the Message translation, make hay while the sun shines. That's smart. Go fishing during harvest. That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's right. So that's pretty clear.
That's right.
When it comes time to reaping the harvest, that
it's time. You've only got in natural things, you've only got a short time before they rot and fall off the tree.
Exactly. So you have to get out there.
But if you let your harvest go even in the money harvest, if you let them go, it's just going to fall off the tree. So
we don't do that. That's not what we do.
We don't quit saying. We keep believing.
We keep believing.
We don't talk unbelief. We believe we receive when we pray. Yep. Whatever it is, healing, money, relationships, whatever.
Yeah.
And we don't quit.
Yeah.
And we have harvest that
we
way.
We will have that harvest.
But if we quit, it falls off the tree and goes to the ground.
We call in the harvest every Sunday. The Lord had me.
I know, George. That's a great idea.
The Lord
like
had
that.
Me do this a few years ago. And I would have them bring. Oftentimes when an offering is received, it's either taken out the back door, or in many places right now, they just drop it off on the way out. But I feel like that
it's got to be tended to. It has to be believed over. It has to be watered.
It has to be watered.
Faith.
And that's why in any given service, we have a message, an offering message, and then I have the ushers bring it to the front.
I think that's
And when they bring
good.
It to the front, because that's the precious givings of the people. That's precious. That represents my congregation's lives. So we speak over it. And we make declaration over it as tithers, as sowers, and as harvesters. And we call in the harvest. And last few Sundays, as we've been calling in the harvest, we've been calling in the abundant harvest.
Amen.
Abundant harvest. You come to us in Jesus' name. And then we send out the harvesting angels. Angels, you go get it.
Harvesting
you bring,
angels.
You go bring
That's
that
good.
Into us. And I have a couple of gloriisms that I put down here. You said... in a teaching that we did a few years ago, if you want to, and this is relating to harvest, if you want to taste it, you have to harvest it.
That's right.
And then you said, you pick it, you pack it, you ship it.
That's right.
That's a great way to put it.
You pick it, pack it.
You pick it, you pack it, you ship it.
And then you get the reward.
You get the reward for it. Now look down here at Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41, we're talking about reaping, and how exactly do we do that? Isaiah 41:15 says this, behold, I will make you a new, sharp threshing instrument having teeth. You shall thresh the mountains, you shall beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. And in the Hebrew Gloria, having teeth is translated mouths. Mouths.
Mouths.
So the sickle, when it talks about the farmer putting in the sickle, it's the mouth.
It's the words.
The mouth is the combine. The mouth is the harvesting
instrument. If we don't harvest it, it dies in the field. It lies there until it rots.
Yeah.
We have to harvest with our mouth.
We
the
harvest.
The word of God.
We harvest with our words
of
faith.
I can see that. Yeah.
And you said, again, a couple of years ago, when harvest time comes, you'd better call it in.
Yeah, that's right.
You better call it in.
Don't let it just lie there on the ground.
Don't let it lie on the ground. Don't let it sit there. But you bring in that harvest.
Yeah.
And I also had added here, like I said a few moments ago, you send the harvesting angels out there. And we do that every week. Harvesting angels, you go out there. You bring it back to us in Jesus' name.
You know what happened with peaches? If nobody picked them, they would fall to the ground and then rot.
Yeah.
Seed wouldn't do anything, just rot. That's good, George.
And there's too many of the harvest of ours that's sitting out there in the fields
now. You got to pick your
harvest. Go get it.
You got to harvest.
Harvest it. And if you turn to the last page, I'll show you this. In Psalm 67, verses 5 and 6, praise is a key to an abundant harvest.
I can see that.
This is interesting. It says, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look at the connection there between praise and the earth yielding the harvest. Praise gives voice to our faith and confidence in God's Word.
Well, think about it. You can't praise an unbelief.
No, you can't.
There's no way to
do that.
It doesn't work.
And so what we have to do is after we sow the seed, then we just begin to give God praise and thanksgiving. Lord, I thank you.
What has happened, we believe we received it.
Yeah.
And that's our praise is the result of it.
Our praise is the result of it.
Praise
it
God.
Really answers the question, what do you do between the amen and there it is of your prayer? You begin to praise God. You begin to thank God.
You say it.
You call it done. And you take it. You call
thank
in that
God
harvest.
For it.
And I like this. A friend of mine sent this to me a long time ago, and it was a letter that Oral Roberts had personally written to him. He had sown a seed into Brother Roberts' ministry, and they happened to know each other, and Oral Roberts sent him a letter. I actually have at home a copy of the letter that Oral Roberts wrote. But he said this. He said, once you sow the seed, you have to go from being seed-minded to harvest-minded.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
As soon as you sow your seed, you go from being seed-minded to harvest. See the harvest. See the harvest out there. And you get that down on the inside
so
that it absolutely consumes your thinking that you're not just a sower, you're a harvester.
So you don't see yourself without. You see yourself with harvest.
You see it. You picture it. You see that out
there. Help me write this down. As soon as you see your...
As soon as you sow your seed.
Sow your seed. Okay.
As soon as you sow your seed.
Sow your seed.
Okay. Oral said you go from being seed-minded to harvest-minded.
That's so good.
And you begin to focus
on the harvest. You go from being seed-minded to harvest.
To harvest-minded.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah. And so that's a change on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that,
it's a change up here.
Up here.
Here and here.
You don't sit around saying, well, I guess it's not working. I guess my seed's not working for you. Charles Capps gave a great illustration years ago when he was talking about this. He said it would be ridiculous for a farmer to go out there and sow seed in the field and then go to bed, rise up the next day, look out there and say, well, I guess it's not working, and go out there and dig the seed back up again. No, you have to water the seed with the Word. You have to water the Word with thanksgiving.
Yeah,
you have to cultivate that seed.
Keep feeding it faith.
Keep feeding it faith, yeah.
I believe that faith's a fertilizer.
Oh, glory. Oh, that's good.
Your words of faith. fertilize
faith
that
is the fertilizer. Somebody's writing it down for me right now. That's a gloryism.
Faith is
the gloryism of the day is faith is the fertilizer.
And how's your faith released?
Mm-hmm.
Not by thinking.
Yeah.
It's released
yeah.
with your word.
Yep. Jerry Savelle said this some years ago in relationship to praise and harvest. He said, the depth of your praise will determine the magnitude of your harvest.
That's good, isn't it?
The depth of your praise will determine the magnitude of your harvest. So look, you have a grape. Here's a grape right here. And look at the size of that grape. What would happen if you sowed your seed and just began to praise God and believe what Brother Jerry said? The depth of your praise will determine the magnitude of your harvest. Your grape harvest is going to go from this, glory to God, praise you, Father, thank you, and it's going to end up like that. It's going to grow supernaturally. You are going to reap a bumper crop. You're going to reap a Guinness Book of World Records harvest of whatever it is. Like we talked about, peaches are that size, but what would happen if you saw peaches this size or that size?
Mm.
We have to change our thinking to match what happened in the Garden of Eden. I don't think grapes were this size in the Garden of Eden. I think they were more like this.
Probably.
I think that apples, I don't think they were this size. I think they were like this. That's when the blessing comes on you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you see supernatural growth.
Well, there was nothing to inhibit their growth.
There was not, yeah, right.
In the garden.
Yeah, that's so true.
It was all blessing, all good,
yeah.
No curse.
There was nothing, oh, that's good, Gloria. There was nothing to inhibit the growth. And there's nothing.
And that's what we want in our lives. In our lives.
Yeah.
We want to be saying nothing that inhibits our blessing. Nothing that inhibits our blessing.
Mm.
But only that which increases, only words that increase the blessing. Amen?
Nothing inhibits the blessing. We only speak words that increase the harvest
mm-hmm.
in our lives. And then we reap that harvest. Harvest, you come to me.
That's right.
You come to me now in the name of Jesus. We claim it. We claim that harvest in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for bringing it in. I thank you, Lord, that our words are faith. I remember Keith Moore saying this one time. He said, our words of faith that we speak are like a tractor beam. A tractor beam that reaches out there and lays hold on something and draws it to you. It's like the lasso of somebody that's trying to, like in the stock show, and they're out there and they're trying to roping the calf and pulling that calf to them. That's exactly what faith is. Faith is like that rope that goes out there and it lays hold on the harvest and then it pulls it in Jesus' name. I take my harvest. I receive it now. And then there you have it. You've got it. It's yours. It belongs to you. It's yours now. And I'll just finish up. How much time do we have, Tim? We've got 30 seconds. Oh, I'll make these two comments, Gloria, and we'll finish up. Galatians 6:9, and it says, let us not lose hope and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season, we shall reap, and I added this, an abundant harvest if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faith. And then I'm going to read this to you, Gloria, and this was the first and only so far Gloria and George gloryism. We did it together, and we did this a couple of broadcasts ago, and it's this. You can't quit tithing. You can't quit sowing. You can't quit saying. You can't quit believing. You can't quit harvesting. That is harvesting. The cycle of an abundant harvest.
That's excellent, George.
That's it right there.
Really good.
That's it right there.
George, and I'll be right back.
So my name is Tola Adegboroye. That's my beautiful wife, Toyin. We've lived in four continents in the world, from Africa to North America to Asia, now in Australasia. We lived in Canada, and like every young family, you wanna move forward. So we went to investing, and I was working, she was working at the time, and we started investing. And before you know it, you're taking one mortgage, two mortgage, three mortgages. And then we were about $900,000 in mortgages and line of credit. You just, from one month to the other, you're just under pressure. You're just under pressure, and it just brings a strain to your
it's
life.
Not fun.
You know, so you hear the word every time, thou shalt lend to nations and not borrow. Mm. But it really doesn't come to you as a revelation. It's just a word. You know, until 2010, you know, I was reading Deuteronomy 15 and it just came alive. It just came so strong. You know, thou shalt lend to many nations and thou shalt not borrow and nothing except love. And the Lord began to minister to me, minister to her at the same time. And then so that was when the 10 days of
financial picture.
Debt, get out of debt plan came with Gloria and Pastor Judge. We decided we went on a fast and we went on that journey with them for the 10 days and we said, okay, we're making a quality decision, we're getting out of debt. It made no sense. I have an MBA in finance. Interest rate then was very low. I think it was like 0.5%. You know, all your economics training and everything tells you borrow more money. But the word says, get out of debt. Sell all your houses and get out of debt now. You know, it was very strong. You know when the Lord is speaking. So we just made that quality decision. Now we're going to go. And so we started putting our houses up for sale. First month, it didn't sell. Second month, it didn't sell. The pressure comes on you. Are you doing the right thing, you know? But we just said, no. We made the decision. We're going to stand. It took like almost 6 months to sell.
So you had to be paying the two mortgages?
But yeah. I sold eventually, and it sold for a good price. So with that, we started clearing up all the line of credit that went. And it took another few months. We put the second one out for sale. So the second property, again, sold. So we used that, cleared off all that debt, and then we had one more. The market wasn't good then. It didn't also sell for some time. So we were renting it and renting it out. And then suddenly the market picked up, and at that point, God just gave us a wonderful, better than, I remember the realtor telling us, put it at this price. I said, oh, that looks unbelievable, too high. But within 2 weeks, bang, it sold. And that was it. So by 20, it took 4 years. That was 2014 before we sold the third one. And that was it. In 4 years, we're completely out of debt.
Pastor George and Gloria did a lot of series on financial getting out of debt. And I think that for me kept my heart in the right place, because you have the word coming into you every time and you're going, okay, you know what? I'm just going to stand. You're hearing other people's testimony and you're going, I can do this. We can do this. He's the same God and he's faithful. And we were in unity. I think that helped.
Yeah.
So we were really in unity there. So whatever pressure came, we were both ready, like, yeah, we gotta do it.
And then when you now begin to see the result, I think the first result you see, it just builds your faith that, wow, if God can do that, he can also do the second one, he can also do the third one. You know, so it just builds your faith. But the foundation is just the word. After we made a commitment to a quality decision to go to be debt free, within that 3 years, God blessed us with a brand new property. So we sold all our mortgage properties and God blessed us with a brand new property, debt free. And then within another year, he blessed us with another brand new property, debt free. And then another year after that, blessed us with another property. So pay for another property, making four, you know, and all debt free. The word is not a respecter of color. It's not a respecter of environment or location. The word will work the same way it works in Fort Worth. It will work in Lagos. It will work in Brisbane. It will work in Noosa. It will work in Solomon Islands. If you put the word in your heart, sow it into a good ground, it will produce 60-fold, 100-fold, it will produce.
Gloria and I were just talking to each other all the way through this feature on Tola and Toyin, and how important it is that they made the decision based on the word to get out of debt.
Yes.
They listened to what we were saying on the debt freedom
Somebody
series
listened.
That we did, and they have come out of debt, and now they're prospering.
Praise God.
And I believe that for everyone who is watching us right
now,
everyone that is involved in the kingdom of God is going to walk in that place of divine harvest, abundant harvest. And you know, today is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. And Gloria and I want to thank all of our partners from all over the world who support this ministry and help us get the work done that is being done. And as you give today, we're believing for abundant harvest. I'm sitting here holding my Garden of Eden grape.
Is that your grape?
That's my grape right there. And that is a sign to you of the kinds of harvest that's coming in. The scripture tells us that we are not to be deceived, that God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, you shall reap. You shall reap. And he that sows to his flesh shall reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So,
Amen.
Lord, Gloria, we agree together with them right now.
Yes,
Father, in Jesus'
you,
name, as they sow their seed into Kenneth
Jesus.
Copeland Ministries,
show them how to
it's good ground. And, Lord, I thank you. We stand in agreement with them right now to call in the harvest.
Thank you.
Harvest, you come to our partners right
come
now.
Come to our partners
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And we thank you for
we
that.
Thank you for it.
Amen. And
be
amen.
Blessed, partners.
Amen.
Take your step of faith and stand on the Word of God. Believe what the Bible says, no matter what the natural realm says. Amen,
Beth, that's
right. Pastor George?
That's right.
Glory
that's right.
to God. Well, we appreciate you coming, and
Gloria,
I've enjoyed it as usual.
I've had so much fun with
we
you.
Enjoyed,
this has been
George
so
and
great.
I enjoyed preaching together. Ken will be back next week on the broadcast with his special guest, Dr. Don Colbert. Be sure to join them. This is Gloria Copeland and George Pearson reminding you that
Jesus
is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. If you prefer, you can also go to kcm.org/give or call 800-600-7395. This is the time for miracles. Text to Give is available in the U.S. only.
Hello, I'm Gloria Copeland. This is Pastor George Pearsons. We'll be on the Believer's Voice of Victory studying the laws of prosperity. This is a subject that everyone needs to take hold of. God's true prosperity can turn around your situation. Join us. Let's learn together about how God's abundant prosperity will manifest in this hour.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.